Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. This week is the Together We Win campaign for 1890 Nebraska. 100% of your contribution goes directly to student athletes in NIL. NIL is the name of the game now, retaining and attracting talent to Nebraska. And we need your help to contribute. Text NEBNIL to 801-801 or go to 1890nebraska.com. Every dollar counts. And football contributions will be matched dollar for dollar up to $250,000. Let's rally together, Husker Nation. Together, we win. Again, text NEBNIL to 801-801 or go to 1890nebraska.com. The campaign goes through this Friday, the 20th. All right, real quick. Any other Christmas movies come up? And anything decisive on Die Hard? What are your thoughts? You be the deciding factor. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yes or no, Jake?
I think it is because it takes place at a Christmas party. How's it not a Christmas movie?
Seems like a Christmas. I don't know. It's been the debate that's gone on for years. Seems to pop up at least once every holiday season. So I thought I'd throw it out to the masses. Does anybody disagree with you?
I haven't seen any disagreement on there. Somebody did say Miracle on 54th Street.
34th.
They meant 34th
Street. I was
going to
say. Okay.
But they actually also, the same person that sent that in said, Die Hard can take place at any time of the year, not a Christmas movie. So there's a disagreement.
But when did it take place?
Yeah, during Christmas.
Any other Christmas movies?
I don't see any more than what we mentioned earlier.
All right. I'm kind of partial to the Christmas Chronicles. Just think about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I saw a new Christmas movie last night. Again, if you've got kids, this is perfect. I liked it regardless. It's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Basically, it's these six kids who really have no parents. Nobody ever sees the parents. They're called the Hardmans. I have six kids. And I caused, a fair bit of mischief in my day. Basically, these six kids cause a whole bunch of problems. They terrorize the town. They terrorize the school. They never go to church. Somebody points out that there's really good food at church. All of a sudden, they go to church. There's this uber important Christmas pageant that's like a big deal every year, and they basically end up taking over the Christmas pageant, and it's really good. I don't want to give away too much more than that, but you will enjoy it. I have yet to meet a person who's watched it that did not like it. All right, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. They didn't even pay me for that. I don't even know I'm doing that. I just like
the movie.
Yeah, I just like the movie. All right. Oh, all right. Just bear with me. I'll get back to sports here in a second. But we've got drones flying over America, and we apparently don't know what's going on, even though I bet we do. We have cars. I was sent a video by a friend of mine. I think he's in Vegas, and he was going to and from the airport. The video, he's talking, and he goes, I'm talking to my driver. Turns the phone around. There's nobody in the driver's seat. The car is driving itself, either from or to the airport. Ladies and gentlemen, we have cars driving themselves. We have drones the size of SUVs. We don't know what's going on. Our pets' heads are falling off, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Please tell me, do you get that reference?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you
very
much.
One of my favorite movies, yeah.
I do have a theory on the drones. Then we'll get back to sports. So, well, my theory is we know exactly what's going on, but they are more worried about people knowing what's going on and the reaction to that than the people being mad with the questions they're not getting answers to. That's my theory. But one other theory I heard, there's much more to Adam Carriker than just sports, but this is a sports station. But one other theory I heard is that they're flying the drones so low so they can sniff out oil. My reaction was, I had no idea drones could sniff. Did you know drones could sniff?
No, I didn't know that.
Let's go back to pretending our pets' heads are not falling off. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to a few things here. So I realized after we did the whole Heisman debate yesterday that I never actually said who I would vote for. That dawned on me later, and I will never duck any questions. So I would have spent a really long time.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Trying to figure this out because, again, I believe they're both worthy. I believe either guy would win like 9 out of 10 years in the Heisman race. I personally, okay, as a Nebraska guy, after a very long, and I would have done more due diligence than I even did, very long time debating this, probably would have gone with Travis Hunter. And part of it, I kind of like people who buck the trend, who do their own thing, who go against the grain. You think about what he did. Committed to Florida State. All right, that is the trend. Decommits and goes to Jackson State. Like who? They're not D1, right? They're not FBS. Yeah, I knew that. You go to Jackson State because of Deion, obviously. Then you go to Colorado, who is 1-11. And then you average 114 snaps a game, play 1,356 in the season. By the way, Heinrich Harburg played 96. Compare those numbers. One of the freakiest athletes on the team, by our own head coach's admission, but that's going to change next year, the amount of snaps he'll play. And I just look, and this was a guy who did it. He bucked the system. He bet on himself. It's one reason I love the Hardmans, the six Hardmans in that Best Christmas Pageant movie. I can relate to stuff like that. I can relate to people who are like, I'm going to bet on myself and I'm going to do my own thing. And when you go on your own, whether it's a business, whether it's a show, whether whatever it is, there is a gigantic risk. There's a 10 times the amount of work. And in this case, you've got a guy who also tries to do everything the right way. Now, Ashton Gentry, you know, it's interesting because earlier this year, Travis Hunter basically said he should win the Heisman and Ashton Gentry shouldn't. This was like 2 months ago. Ashton Gentry talked about the night before how he practiced his acceptance speech because he wanted to be ready when he went up there the next day. And then when he didn't win, it basically said, I should have walked away with the award. But I didn't actually give my thoughts on that yesterday. Now, a couple of other things. Going to jump back and forth here a few different ways. Before the last five additions to Nebraska football team, today's addition was notwithstanding, Isaiah Mosey, Juju Marks, Dawson Merritt, Wilsoms, and Wari, okay? Four of them are from, there's Kansas City connections. And if you do a little bit of a dive into it, it seems Jamar Mosey has played a role in all of these in one way, shape, or form or another. All right, the next thing that kind of caught my eye, I saw this on warchant.com. Nebraska edge transfer at King James is up next, or up next is his handle on X. He was interviewed here at the Ticket. But James Williams, arriving at FSU, here's what caught my eye, though. He gets out of the vehicle and he's hugging Mike Norvell, which I thought was interesting because I was like, how many times have you been around Mike Norvell that you would know him well enough to hug him right out the gate? I don't see this as a bad thing. It just, I'm not someone who's free with hugs. So I was like, man, they must know each other a decent amount, all right, already at this point. And maybe he will end up down there at Florida State. Obviously, there's the Terrence Knighton father-like figure connection there, Jake. All right, a couple other things. All-time winning records. Now, you're going to see schools you'd expect to be here from the college football landscape, Ohio State, Alabama, Michigan, Notre Dame, Boise, I might add, is top five. All-time winning record. You had to have played 100 games minimum. They're number five. All right, with a 728 winning percentage, even as rough as the past few years have been for Nebraska, and some might argue more than a few years, Nebraska is still top 10, 677. All right, see if there's anything else before we sign off today. I'm curious about this Ohio State-Tennessee matchup. It's one of the reasons I asked you a question about it. 42% of the tickets sold to that game have been to people with Tennessee-like addresses or things of that nature. Tennessee residents, that's the word I'm trying to think of. So I'm curious to see how that looks on Saturday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. Don't go anywhere. We will be joined by the locker room right after this. But until then, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bones.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.